Hello out there in Radioland. This is Chuck Shaden with Recollections at 50. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear as we tune in to a few nostalgic moments from a half century of Those Were the Days programs. One of the greatest joys of doing the program was the opportunity to meet the people who gave us so much pleasure during their days on the air. I actually met and recorded interviews with Jack Benny, Edgar Bergen, Agnes Moorhead, Arch Obler, Jim Jordan, and more than 200 others who entertained us for so many years. And it was a distinct pleasure to share those conversations with our listeners. An unexpected bonus of meeting those folks was that we were able to get some of them to meet our listeners in person. Their fans were able to meet, greet, and get autographs from such people as actor Les Tremaine, star of the First Nighter program, announcer Marvin Miller, Jack Benny's famous yes man Frank Nelson and his wife Viola Vaughn, several of the original Quiz Kids, and Inner Sanctum producer Hyman Brown. They were able to rub elbows with Shirley Bell, Radio's Orphan Annie, Fred Foy, the Lone Ranger narrator, and Bill Idelson, Vic and Sade's Rush Cook, as they came to Chicago. On another occasion, and this one really stands out in my mind, we were able to bring three stars from the Great Gildersleeve program to town to do a recreation of an original broadcast from 1943. Willard Waterman as the Water Commissioner, Shirley Mitchell as Leela Ransom, and Mary Lee Robb as Gildy's niece Marjorie repeated their roles before a full house audience at the Chicago Cultural Center. This was in 1993, and members of our Those Were the Days radio players rounded out the rest of the cast. Not only did our audience get to meet the stars, but our radio players had the chance to work with them. Along with the three stars, as a courtesy, we also invited their spouses to accompany them. We discovered that Shirley Mitchell's husband was Academy Award-winning songwriter Jay Livingston, and he agreed to play a few of the songs that he and his partner Ray Evans had written. It wasn't on the planned program, but it was a fantastic extra added attraction that surprised our audience. They were delighted when he sat down at the piano for an informal "And Then We Wrote" presentation.
My partner Ray Evans and I were hired for Paramount Pictures to write songs for the shorts. No, the big writers didn't want to write those things, so they got us young guys to do it. And one day, the first 6 months, a picture came along called To Each His Own. Well, they said, can you write a title song called To Each His Own? Because Victor Young refused to write it to the music score. He was supposed to write it. Nobody ever heard that expression before. This song put it into the language. We would have written Come to Jesus and He Fled, they'd have asked us to. So we wrote To Each His Own, became number one song of the year and started our whole career and went like this. A rose must remain with the sun and the rain, for its lovely promise won't come true. To each his own, to each his own, and my own is you. Two lips must insist on two more to be kissed, or they'll never know what love can do. To each his own, I found my own, one and only you. Now, a little later on, they asked us to write a Christmas song for Bob Hope. Now, I did not want to write a Christmas song. Neither of us did. Because Christmas songs every year are always the old song. They don't do any new ones. New ones never step out. They do Silent Night and White Christmas. We said we didn't want to write a Christmas song. But they were adamant. They're always adamant. We had to write a Christmas song. So we wrote a song called Tinkle Bell, about the tinkly bells you hear at Christmas, from the Santa Claus and the Salvation Army. I figured that's going to be in the picture. You'll never hear it. You're going to be in a picture, and that's the end of it. When I went home that night, my wife said, what'd you do in school today, or something like that? I said, we wrote a song called Tinkle Bell. She said, you wrote a song called Tinkle Bell? I said, are you out of your mind? I said, wait, wives can talk sometime. Do you know what the word tinkle means to most people? Never occurred to us. And I realized, that's the word the women use all the time. So I went in the studio that day, and I said, we can't use that song. It's a bathroom connotation. It's not going to work. We threw it away. Tried to write a new one. We kept coming back to Tinkle Bell. It had nice words, had nice music, and we ended up with Tinkle Bell just like we first wrote it. Every word, every note except we took the word tinkle out. And this song, which we didn't want to write, has sold 150 million records. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, tinkle bells, soon it will be Christmas Day. Wrote a couple of TV themes you've probably heard. They were very big shows and went like this. We got a right to fight a little fight bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's got to fight with me. We're not the one to saddle up and run bonanza. Any one of us who starts a little fuss knows he can count on me. And this one. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is a famous Mr. Red. You never heard of a talking horse. Well, listen to this. I am Mr. Red. The producers of that show were too cheap to hire a professional singer, so you've just heard the actual singing voice of Mr. Red, because I had to do it. We wrote a lot of title songs. The studios love title songs. Every time the song was sung on the air, it plugged the title of the movie. You've heard To Each His Own. We had one called Golden Earrings, was a big title song hit. And, of course, Mr. Red and Bonanza. We had some crazy titles to write, but we had to do them. That was the order from the front office. We wrote a song called When Worlds Collide, if you can believe it or not. It went, when worlds collide and mountains tumble, I'll stop loving you. That's how you do it. They actually wrote a song called Vertigo for a big picture. Well, we said we can't write a song called Vertigo. It's stupid. But Alfred Hitchcock was the director, and he called us in. He said, gentlemen, he said, the studio thinks that nobody knows what the word vertigo means. So if you'll write a song for me, and tell what the word vertigo means in the title, in the lyric, help us very much. So he was so charming, and the money was good. So we said, okay, we'll write Vertigo. Now, we go to make a demonstration record. This fellow had sung it about six times by now, just to see if we'd done our job. I said, do you know what the word vertigo means? He said, it's an island in the West Indies, isn't it? So it's as far away we were. One we wrote that nobody else we could ever write was The Mole People, M-O-L-E. Shows you can write anything if you have to. And the more people went like this. One day an archaeologist was digging underground. And he dug through mud, and he dug through stone, and he dug clear down to the great unknown. And what do you suppose he found? Running all around. The mole people, they live on a hole, people. Deep down in the earth, they dug a busy world of their own. Listen, you'll hear them chumpity 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 chump 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 chump. Under Boston class, they're a better. Under Boston Mass, they're a better class. They have that Harvard draw. But what a mess at a Bronx address. The subway train came through the wall. Mole people, they live in a hole, people. They're under Mount Everest and the Okefenokee Swamp. Have to dig and hack to China and back so they'll have room to romp. So they chumpity 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 chump 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 chump. And that's some old people. My favorite song, one you might not know, but all our songs have very simple chords, like three or four chords in them. And this one, the world of jazz is taken to their hearts, and I'm very proud of it. It changes chords every bar. I'm going to sing it for you now. Never let me go. Love me much too much. If you let me go, Life would lose its touch. What would I be without you? There's no place for me without you. Never let me go. I'd be so lost if you went away. There'd be a thousand hours in the day. Without you, I know. Because of one caress, my world was overturned. At the very start, all my bridges burned. By my flaming heart, you wouldn't leave me, would you? You couldn't hurt me, could you? Never let me go. Never let me go. Now, we wrote a song for Debbie Reynolds, was nominated for an Academy Award. It didn't win. I hear the cottonwoods whispering above. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old booty owl, booty moves through the dove. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Wrote a song for Sophia Moran, which is a nice job, for a houseboat. You're near, nominated for the Academy Award, I'm about to tell you. It didn't win either. You're near, that moment's here. I'm almost in your arms. Tonight, the moon is right. I'm almost in your arms. This song, nominated for the Academy Award also, written with Henry Mancini. Didn't win either. Dear heart, wish you were here. Warm this night. My dear heart, seems like a year since you've been out of my sight. Wrote this song for Bob Hope, nominated for the Academy Award again. It won. We almost didn't get to write it. We had to write a song for Bob Hope to sing to Jane Russell in the back of a covered wagon, and they wanted to take the wrong trail, so the writers said, "Why don't they sing a little song?" That's always their answer. And he gets so caught up in the song, he takes the wrong trail and leads all his wagons into an Indian ambush. And that's what we had to do. We wrote a song called Skookum. Some real Indian word that means okay. Went to the director, and we said, "We got your song, Mr. McLeod." Norman McLeod was his name. And I did Skookum. Betcha me, getcha you, like the Indian said, I'd be your big chief mate. Then life's gonna be skookum, skookum mean you great. Give a whoop like Geronimo did, and hug me like you should. Then life's gonna be skookum, skookum mean heap good. Now the director said, "No way am I gonna use that song." Shook us up pretty good. He said, "This is a very serious scene with the Indians. There's an ambush coming up. Nobody's gonna worry about Bob Hope getting shot." He said, "You're taking all the dramatic content out of this scene. I can't have a comedy song about the Indians. They're a menace." We were very unhappy and went back to our office and wrote this song, which won our first Academy Award. East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me on this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a girl by the cut of her clothes. And you stand out in buttons and bows. I'll love you in buckskin and skirts if you've homespun. But I'll love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose, where gals keep using those silks and satins and linen that shows. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in eye silk hose and peekaboo clothes and French perfume that rocks the room. And you're all mine in buttons and bows. This song was made famous by Nat Cole, and it won us another Oscar. It went like this. Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa Minute named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only because you're lonely they have blamed you? Then Mona Lisa, strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt another Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? We wrote this song for Doris Day, won another Oscar. Our third Oscar went like this. When I was just a little boy, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. You ain't nothing but a hound, no, she said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. Oh, how I love those radio days, when all those shows were our beck and call. You didn't need pictures to show you the way. You just imagined it all. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Que sera, sera.
Ray Livingston, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, what a wonderful and unexpected musical session from Jay Livingston. And what a great response and standing ovation from the audience. We were all thrilled to have such an outstanding songwriter performing for us, and we were doubly thrilled that he wrote a few special lyrics just for us. Now listen closely, because I'm going to play Jay's special Radio Days lyrics again.
Oh, how I love those radio days, when all those shows were our beck and call. You didn't need pictures to show you the way, you just imagined it all. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera.
What an honor for all of us, having an Oscar-winning songwriter write those special lyrics just for us. A memorable event from the first 50 years of Those Were the Days. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Recollections at 50. It's the last in our series before the big 50th anniversary event and broadcast on May 2nd, 2020. This is Chuck Shaden. As always, thanks for listening.